那么，这个问题呢是辅导对象就关于辅导对象的问题。他说，当教会未能提供实质性的辅导时，我能够做些什么呢？
So, it's not uncommon in new church settings for it to take some time for the shepherds to get to know you and your strengths.
那在新建立的教会环境当中，牧者需要一些时间来了解你和你的长处，这种情况并不少见。
And as good shepherds, they must look out for those who might be wolves in sheep's clothing. And they must be careful not to put novices, those who are relatively new in the faith, into leadership positions that may tempt them to become proud.
作为一个好牧者，他们必须要留意那些可能进入羊群的狼。那这些狼有的时候会披着羊皮进来，所以呢，他们必须要谨慎，不可以将初信的或者说信仰相对比较新的人放在一个放在一个这个带领的位置上，因为这样可能导致新信仰的人产生骄傲。
So, if they're going to be a good shepherd, this will require them to go slowly and to get to know and assess the gifts, the strengths, and the weaknesses of the members of their flock.
所以，作为一个好牧人，这样就要求他们，要放慢他们的脚步，去了解和评估群羊的恩赐、长处和弱点。
It can be hard to be a new person in such situations.
在这种情况下，作为一个新人，可能会遇到困难。
It can cause us to feel helpless when we see needs but are not able to address the issues we see because we're prevented from doing so by others.
当我们看到需要，但是却因为他人的阻碍而无法解决我们现在看到的问题的时候，我们可能会感到有些无力、无助。
And at such times, God is positioning us so that our hope in the Lord is given an opportunity to be put beautifully on display as we obey God and leave the outcome to Him.
那么，在这样的时刻。如果我们选择顺服神，并且将结果交给神的话，那神实际上他是在重新的来定位我们，把我们放在一个位置上，使我们信靠主的盼望可以有机会得到美好的彰显。
And we're able to do this confidently, knowing that God is able to accomplish his work even when we feel stymied.
因为。知道即使我们自己感到受挫，我们的神也能完成他的工作。
Isn't God the best?
神难道不是最好的吗？
I'm guessing that your relationship with this church may be rather new.
我猜测呢，您与这个教会的关系可能还比较新的，处在一个比较新的阶段。
If this is a church you're attending, I wonder if one of the biggest opportunities God is giving you right now is to put down roots in your new church and seek to love the body well by serving where the leaders are seeing the most need.
如果这是您正在参加的教会，我想，神现在是在给您最大的机会，之一呢，就是，也许是您在让您在新的教会里面扎根，并且透过教会领袖们认为最重要的领域来进行服侍，好好的爱这个基督的身体。
So, assuming the church is a biblical church, be seeking to be the kind of church member in whom your church leaders can have confidence.
如果说这是一间符合圣经的教会，那么我们努力来成为这样一位会友，对所有的人都耐心、都良善，让我们的教会领袖能够对我们有信心。
So, let them see that you are willingly placing yourself under their leadership.
让他们看到您愿意将自己放在他们的带领之下。
So, what kind of needs or opportunities do you hear the leaders say help is needed?
那么您有没有听到过您的教会带领的人们说哪一些方面是最需要帮助，或者有哪一些机会是您可以服侍的呢？
For example, is someone needed to carry out trash after Sunday morning services?
比如说，教会是否需要有人在主日的早晨聚会之后来帮忙倒垃圾呢？
Is someone needed to make a meal for a person who's sick?
是否有人为生病的人预备一些饭食呢？
And as the pastors begin to see that you are a servant, they may consider entrusting you with greater responsibility, following the teaching of Luke 16:10 that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much.
当牧师们看到您把自己作为一个仆人在服侍教会的时候，他们可能会考虑托付给您更大的责任。比如说《路加福音》16章10节的教导，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
It sounds as if you have done a lovely job of reaching out to this dear lady and having compassion for her.
听起来您在关心这位亲爱的姐妹并且对她有怜悯之心，这个方面是做得很好的。
It's also clear that your desire is for her to follow God in his ways.
同样，我们也很清楚地看见，您对她的一个热切的盼望是她能跟随神以及走神的道路。
So, whether you are part of this church or not, you'll probably want to go to the church leaders and ask if they would find it helpful for you to walk with this woman in her suffering.
无论您是否是这间教会的会员，您可能都应该要去找教会的领袖，询问他们是否觉得让您陪伴这位姐妹度过困难是有帮助的。
If this is not something they want you to do, ask what concerns they have and how you can become equipped so that you are a joy to them.
如果这不是他们希望您目前做的，那么就问问他们有什么样的顾虑，以及您如何才能更好的装备自己，成为他们的喜乐。
Explain that you want to be a joy and not a burden to them, as Hebrews 13:7 instructs.
照着希伯来书13章7节的教导，解释，告诉他们说，您希望可以成为他们的喜乐，而不是负担。
That verse says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you.
圣经希伯来书13章7节是这样说的：“你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。”
And do this with deep confidence in the Lord that when He begins a good work, He'll carry it on to completion.
在做这件事情的时候，要对主有深厚的信心，相信他既然开始了善功，他必然成全这功。
He may use you as His servant in the work with this dear lady, or He may, in His wisdom and goodness, have another plan in mind.
他可能会使用您作为他的仆人，来参与服侍这位姐妹的施工，或者呢？可能凭着他的智慧和良善，他可能有别的计划。
No matter what, we can be certain he will do what is right and what is good.
无论如何，我们可以确信的是，上帝会做正确和良善的事。
And then that frees you to joyfully do whatever the pastor believes is best, because God is not going to be thwarted.
那上帝他是这样的一位神，这就能够给您自由，可以喜乐的去做牧师认为最好的事，因为神不会拦阻你。
If you are entrusted with additional opportunities to minister to this dear sister, you may want to give her hope in her suffering.
如果您能获得机会来服侍这位姐妹的话，您可能会希望在她的苦难当中给予她盼望。
Even though she has committed adultery, she's still deeply wounded by her husband's adultery.
虽然她犯了奸淫，但是她仍然因为丈夫的奸淫而受到很深的伤害。
Does she have any hope or purpose in her suffering?
她在苦难当中是否有任何的盼望，或者是任何的目标呢？
It's probably not surprising that she wants a successful business.
他想在事业上成功，这可能并不奇怪。
She hasn't been successful in her marriage and probably feels like a failure, both because of her adultery and her husband's adultery.
他在婚姻当中并不成功，可能会感觉自己像一个失败者一样，无论是因为他自己的奸淫，还是丈夫的奸淫。
The marriage has been difficult, and she might not see any hope of success in that area of her life.
他的婚姻一直很艰难，他可能在这个领域看不到任何成功的盼望。
So sadly, it seems like she wants success without knowing what true success means.
让人伤心的是，他似乎想要成功，但是并不知道真正的成功意味着什么。
She may not understand that we were designed to show how beautiful God is, and that fulfilling that purpose is what brings lasting satisfaction and success.
他可能不明白的是，我们被造是为了彰显神的美善，而实现这一目的才能带来持久的满足和成功。
And without an understanding of our purpose in life, it's not surprising that we'll scramble to find satisfaction in things that promise to make us happy, but are powerless to deliver what they promise on any kind of a long-term basis.
如果不了解我们生命的目标和目的，我们就会争先恐后的在那些承诺让我们快乐的事情当中寻找满足，但那些事物却没有办法长期兑现他们的承诺，这并不奇怪。
She may not realize that work can never bring the deep satisfaction she wants.
他可能没有意识到，工作是永远无法带给他所渴望的深层的满足。
She's probably felt shame because of her husband's laziness, and perhaps sees becoming a success in business as a way to overcome that shame.
她可能因为丈夫的懒惰而感到羞耻，也许把在事业上取得成功视为克服这种羞耻的一种方式。
Sadly, even if she becomes the premier business owner in the world, it can never deliver what she hopes it will deliver, things such as security, peace, prestige, and happiness.
让人伤心的是，即使她可以成为世界上首屈一指的企业家，也永远无法带来他所希望的东西，例如安全感、平安、声望和幸福。
So, you noted that she seems unable to acknowledge that she's been an adulterer as well as her husband.
您已经注意到，她似乎无法承认自己和丈夫一样，也是一位犯奸淫的人。
So, if she were to admit that she is wrong, I wonder what effect that would have on her.
所以，如果他承认自己做错了的话，我非常好奇，这会对他产生什么样的影响呢？
Would it have effects such as she would no longer be able to avoid shame because her husband isn't a good husband?
也许会产生这样的影响。第一，也许他再也无法因为丈夫不是一位好丈夫而逃避羞耻。
Would it have an effect such as she would no longer have a reason to blame her husband for the problems in their marriage?
如果他承认自己也是奸淫者，也许他就没有理由再将婚姻中的问题归咎于丈夫了。
Wouldn't it have an effect that she would no longer be able to shift the burden of her wrongdoing to someone else?
也许他就无法再将犯错过错的这种重任推给别人了。
That's probably terrifying for her to consider.
也许这个对他来说是一件可怕的事情。
She may not realize that Jesus knows it all. He loves her and he invites her to come to him with her sorrows so that he can give her rest.
他可能不知道耶稣知道这一切，爱他，并且邀请他 带着自己的忧伤到耶稣那里去，耶稣好使他得安息。
He's close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit, we're told in Psalm 34.
耶稣亲近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人，这是诗篇34篇18节所说的。
Tim Keller said this: "The gospel is this: we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope."
正如提姆·凯勒所说的。福音是这样的，我们自己的罪恶和缺陷比我们敢于相信的更深。然而与此同时，我们在耶稣基督里被爱和被接纳的程度比我们敢于希望的更大。
Perhaps she would be comforted to meditate on the kindness of the Lord to people who suffer, mess up, and have others wound them.
也许如果他默想。主对那些受苦的人、把生活搞砸的人，以及被其他人伤害的人，是何等的怀有恩慈。也许这样的默想会给他带来安慰。
Psalm like Psalm 25 might help you provide comfort.
如果您想为他提供安慰的话，也许诗篇25篇会有帮助。
So let me just kind of walk through how I might use a psalm like this with a sister like her.
好，我现在可以跟您一起来通读这一篇诗篇，可以跟您分享一下，如果我用这篇诗篇的话，我可能会怎么样为他提供盼望和安慰。
So that psalm begins, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me."
诗篇是这样说的：耶和华呀，我的心仰望你。我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。
Our sister has been shamed by her husband and by her own choices, but like David, the author of this psalm, she's still welcome to go to God and ask him not to be put to shame or to let her enemies have the last word.
我们亲爱的姐妹被她的丈夫。以及他自己曾经的选择羞辱了，但是就像大卫一样，这位姐妹仍然可以到神的那里，求神不要让她羞愧，也不要让我们的仇敌有最后的决定权。
Isn't God the best, so tender to let us come to Him?
难道神不是那位最好的，不是那位最温柔的，以至于让我们吸引我们可以到他那里去吗？
Then verse 3 continues, "No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse."
第3节说：“凡等候你的，必不羞愧；唯有那无故行奸淫的，必要羞愧。
What a sweet assurance for those who are facing shame.
”对于那些面临羞辱的人来说，这是多么甜美的保证啊！
Of course, this can't mean that others won't seek to heap shame on us. They sought to heap shame on Jesus.
当然了，这并不意味着别人不会试图把羞辱加给我们，因为人曾经试图把羞耻加给耶稣。
But when we hope in God, we will never stand before Him and have the shame of hearing, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
那当我们盼望神的时候，我们站在他的面前，永远不会听到他说。离开我去吧，我从来不认识你们，我们永远不会蒙受这样的羞辱。
And our enemies, who want us to be shamed, will end up being the ones who are shamed by God.
而那些希望我们蒙羞受辱的仇敌，才会成为那些蒙羞的人。
Such a beautiful assurance positions us to long to follow Jesus and his ways.
这样美好的保证，强烈的让我们渴望着跟随耶稣和他的道路。
And that's what we see the psalmist asking for next.
而这正是我们接下来的诗篇作者所祈求的。
Verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
第四节到第五节，诗篇说：“耶和华呀，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Psalmist knows he hasn't led a perfect life. In fact, he's been guilty of adultery and murder, so he talks to God about that.
”我们的诗篇作者知道他并没有过完美的生活。实际上，他曾经犯过奸淫和谋杀，所以他正在向神开诚布公地讨论这件事。
Verses 6 and 7. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord.
第六节到第七节，诗篇说：“耶和华呀。”求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯，耶和华呀，求你以你的恩惠按你的慈爱纪念我。
Psalmist doesn't try to convince the Lord that the Lord shouldn't remember his sin and rebellion because he's been sorry enough or because he's made up for all the wrongs he's done.
诗篇的作者并没有试图说服主，让主不要纪念他的罪恶和悖逆，因为他已经足够懊悔了，他已经弥补了他所做的所有的错事，为什么主还要纪念呢？诗篇作者没有这样去说服我们的主。
He asked God not to remember his sin and rebellion on the basis of God's character.
他是怎么祈求主不要纪念他的罪恶和悖逆的呢？他是根据神的属性来祈求神。
Isn't this wonderful beyond words?
难道这不是妙不可言吗？
And then the psalmist continues in verses 8 through 10, Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right, and he teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant.
第八节到第十节，诗篇说：“耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指示罪人走正路，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。”
Because the Lord is good and upright, we can have confidence that He will guide and teach us.
因为主是良善正直的，我们可以有信心，他会引导和教导我们。
Now, notice that He does this for the humble and for those who keep the demands of His covenant.
注意，他这样做是为了谦卑人和那些遵守他的约的人。
Oh dear. Does this mean that we're in trouble because none of us have kept the demands of his covenant?
哦哦。这个是不是意味着我们有麻烦了呢？因为我们可没有遵守他的约哦。
Watch what the psalmist immediately says next.
让我们快来看看诗篇作者接下来立刻说了什么。
Verse 11, For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity. Though it is great.
第11节，耶和华呀，求你以你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。
The psalmist immediately asks that God forgive him again on the basis of the Lord's name.
诗篇的作者立刻求神赦免他。我们再一次看到，他是基于主的名来求神赦免。
And when we're forgiven, Whose righteousness is put on our account?
那当我们被赦免的时候，谁的义会被记在我们的账户上呢？
The righteousness of Jesus, who is humble and perfectly kept the demands of the covenant.
是耶稣的义啊，他是谦卑的，并且他完美的遵守了神的约的要求。
Next, verses 12 and 13. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land.
第十二节和第十三节，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。
Again, how beautiful!
再一次看到这是何等的美好。
We're drawn toward adoration and worship.
我们被吸引去对主献上爱慕和敬拜。
Look at how the Lord treats forgiven people. He gives them genuine prosperity.
让我们来看看神是如何对待这些被赦免的人的呢？他给到我们的是何等的真实。
Verse 14, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them.
第十四节，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲近，他必将自己的约指示他们。
To become the confidant of the Lord is an awesome thing.
在主的里面，对主有信心是一件非常美好的事。
This lady is married to a man who kept secret from her that he was seeing another woman.
我们的这位姐妹，她的丈夫向这位姐妹隐瞒了一个秘密，就是这位丈夫与其他的女人有染。
But that's not what it's like when you're in a relationship with the Lord.
但是，当你与神有亲密关系的时候，这件事情绝不会在神的身上发生。
He confides in those who fear him.
他与这些亲近他的人、敬畏他的人是何等的亲密。
Verse 15, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare.
15节，我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。
A successful business will not release us from the snare of shame.
成功的事业、成功的企业不会将我们从羞耻的网络中释放出来。
A good marriage can't release us from the snare of shame.
美好的婚姻也不能将我们从羞耻的网络当中释放出来。
Only the Lord is able to release us from the snares that we encounter.
只有主能将我们从遇到的网络当中释放出来。
Verses 16 and 17, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish.
第16节到第17节，求你转向我，怜恤我，因为我是孤独困苦，我心里的愁苦甚多，求你救我脱离我的祸患。
Again, we see the psalmist lifting his soul to the Lord.
我们再次看到诗篇的作者向神倾心吐意。
He is hurting, and this dear sister is hurting.
诗篇的作者，他的心承受着伤害，而我们这位亲爱的姐妹，她的心也在承受着伤害。
The psalmist asks God for help, and this dear sister can also ask God for help.
我们的诗篇作者在寻求神的帮助，而我们的姐妹，她也可以向神祈求帮助。
Verse 18, look upon my afflictions and my distress, and take away all my sins.
18节，求你看顾我的困苦，我的艰难，赦免我一切的罪。
So here the psalmist seems to acknowledge that he may have brought some of his distress on himself.
诗篇的作者似乎在这里承认，他的一些困苦是他自己得来的。
But he still gets to talk to the Lord about it.
但是他仍然能够跟神去坦诚地描述这些问题。
So verses 19 through 21, see how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me because my hope is in you.
19节到第21节，求你查看我的仇敌，因为他们人多，并且痛痛的恨我。求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不致羞愧，因为我投靠你。愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。
So again, he's dependent on the Lord's integrity and uprightness to protect him. Especially as he seems to acknowledge that there are things that he's done wrong.
再一次看到，他是依靠主的纯全正直来保护他自己，尤其是在他承认了自己做的一些错事之后。
And then he ends the psalm saying, Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles.
那么在最后，他是以这样一句话来结尾的：“神啊，求你救赎以色列，脱离他一切的愁苦。”
In verses 20 and 21, we see the psalmist is taking refuge in God and hoping in Him.
在第20节到21节，我们可以看到诗篇的作者以神为他的避难所，投靠神，等候神。
And that now seems to free him up to look beyond himself to others, and he asks God to help other people as well.
而我们从最后这一节看到，他对神的投靠似乎给了他自由，让他可以超越自己去看别人。为神祈求，为别人祈求，神也能够帮助他们。
So, for homework, I might ask the sister if she sees herself in this psalm.
所以，如果我要给这位姐妹作业的话，我可能会问她，在这首诗篇当中，她是否看到了自己呢？
In what ways is she like David? In what ways is she not like David?
在哪些方面她像大卫？在哪些方面她不像大卫？
Are there ways she's not like David that she would like to be like him?
在其中有一些方面，他虽然现在还不像诗篇的作者，但是他希望自己能够像他一样吗？
So then I would want to review her answers the next week and explore ways that she can begin to lift up her soul to God, trust in him, take refuge in him, seek his help, ask for forgiveness, seek to learn and follow his ways.
然后下周在他回顾答案的时候。我会和他探讨，他可以如何开始向神倾心吐意，信靠神，以神为他的避难所，寻求神的帮助，寻求神的赦免，并且学习以及跟随神的道路。
And this would probably take a number of weeks because she'll need time to put all these things into practice so that they become habitual for her.
这个可能需要几周的时间，因为他需要将所有的这一切付诸实践，并且让这一切成为他的一个习惯。